It's Greg Brown at 12:12, a little small, dark movie. We got a small sort of a potential-laden movie that I'm so pleased to welcome the producer and director, screenwriter, and one of the actors. They're all embodied in two people. It's C.T. Van Hoos and D.J. Rupert. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Tell me a little bit. The movie's called Deviant. Tell me a little bit. First of all, this is about as local as a local movie could ever be locally made.
Yes, definitely.
And was that the idea? You know what? We have the talent and the technology. Let's do it.
Yeah, it was just what's pulled together. So many creative people that I've met over years here in so many different areas, music, acting, everything. We have it all here. We didn't need to go to Hollywood to do it.
So you're having a fundraiser on the 21st. That is the solstice. That is coming right up. Is it now? I'm not have a calendar. Is that Friday or Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yep.
At Heck Yeah, a bar in Piqua. Mm-hmm. At Heck Yeah, and it's sort of that could be considered the epicenter for the art in this movie.
Definitely,
it's just a concert fundraiser. We got a couple of bands on the soundtrack to come up. They're just going to perform and use the money for the movie, and kind of everybody wins.
In addition to this very cool sort of live, real, tangible event at Heck Yeah and Piqua Saturday night, you're having an online fundraising campaign. I'm like, oh, Kickstarter? And you're like, no. There's like kind of another avenue.
Close. It's almost the same.
Right.
Yeah, Indiegogo. It's the same as Kickstarter pretty much. And we do the same thing. For every dollar amount you put in, you also get something in return. So you get T-shirts, wristbands, bracelets, DVD copies of a movie when it comes out. So any amount helps too. We tell everybody, even if it's just a dollar, like we'll mention you in the movie. Yeah, we're putting people's names everywhere.
So you can, with as small as a dollar or bigger. If you can afford it, you could potentially have an internet movie database entry on your name.
Yes,
because you were in the credit.
And we're also looking for extras locally too. That come out, we got to pack out an entire club, a hookah bar, different places like that. So anyone that just wants to come and hang out on set and look pretty in the background.
Yeah, we'll be posting dates on Facebook for all different kind of things. Once we get everything scheduled, we'll need to pack out, you know, a couple of different clubs, and for those scenes, we need tons of extras. So
you need like local Miami Valley involvement in just about every way.
Every way.
How fun! Now on Facebook, you have a nice page going there. Remind listeners how they could search that out and see that.
Yeah, the best way to find everything about our movie is to go to iamadeviant.com, our official website, and right at the top you'll see links to our Facebook, our Indigo campaign, to any of the concert events that we're doing, all of our extra casting calls too.
So we do have a couple of the musicians. Scott Lee, who was nice enough to sort of set this up. He's the one who contacted me. He's like, oh, you're not going to believe what they're doing. And Ethan Miller, they are in the middle room. We're going to hear from them later. But tell me first, not only they'll be playing at the show, but also this local music just populates the whole soundtrack for this movie, Deviant.
Yeah, when I start writing the screenplay, I write a lot to music and listen to music. That's one of the biggest driving forces behind it.
Hear, hear.
And when I started listening to music by Scott that he submitted to us, there was just one song, and they're actually going to sing it today.
Great.
That popped into my head, and it just fit perfect visually with exactly what I was going for. In the movie, the moment I heard it, got goosebumps. I was like, that's it right there. I actually turned to him and said that.
That's it.
Bound by the Devil's Decree is the name of the song that'll be featured. And we already have the scene for the movie where that's going to play. It's just, it can't be any more perfect.
Oh, how nice when things come together so beautifully. That was the voice of D.J. Rupert. He's the producer of this local movie and one of the lead actors. And we also have C.T. Van Hoos in studio, who's the director and screenwriter. Tell us, we don't want to give anything away, but what's the premise of this movie and a little bit of the arc of the action?
It's a dark psychological thriller.
Really?
A lot of dark themes. It kind of shines light on the dark secrets that the main character has, and he goes through a lot of change. And
that's the best way to put it. Someone finding themselves, who they are, and what they're going through. And there's just so many mysteries in his life that he's unraveling. It's pretty interesting. It's hard to explain without explaining all the twists the story.
I like it.
Very twisted.
And he drags his innocent friend along, which is my character.
Aww. So. You do look like a nice fellow, innocent friend fellow there. You do. That's D.J. Rupert. So shot completely locally using local sets, local people, local music. But this is such a non-dark and deviant place. So how will that – I'm teasing. We all have our dark deviants.
Everyone has that side to them.
Yeah. How funny. So how long have you been – sort of had this on your – ponderscape on your film mind?
This film, probably. I mean, I wanted to do film since I was probably like 16, and then I went the normal route, went to college, did something completely different because everybody kept saying, you know, you can't do it. Yeah. And having no connections to financially or to film stuff, I was like, there would be no way I could do it. And then last October, just suddenly got an investor that was interested. I put a portfolio together. He read it, and that slowly started to snowball. Friends, family, everybody putting money into it now. Aww. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really crazy to see how things have come together just over the past months. I mean, even just the past couple of weeks, you know, when first started, it's kind of like, I don't know how we're going to do all this and, you know, get all this stuff done and just start chipping away and
just stick with it.
Well, you guys clearly have it together. I'm just deeply impressed by the level of togetherness. Your website is fabulous with the central location for all the information there. You have a very nice Facebook presence, and you're just clearly motivated and very passionate and believe in this project. So, you know, big kudos, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, making it all come together. Stick around. We're going to come back to you. That's C.T. Van Hoos, the director and screenwriter of a soon-to-be-made local movie, and I mean local in the biggest way. Also, D.J. Rupert, who's the producer and one of the lead actors in this film. You can find out more at iamadeviant.com. I just like saying that. iamadeviant.com.
It is.
All like lowercase. Just put that in there. And there's links to all manner of things. It's a pleasure to go now live to our Studio B with a great friend of the show, Scott Lee. Scott, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure, Nikki. How's it going?
It's going really well. And it's because of you that I even know about this. You're like, hey, Nikki, yeah, there's this amazing thing that, and it just sort of opened my eyes to this absolutely amazing initiative. So,
well, CT and DJ are good friends of mine. I figured I'd try to help them out as much as I can, any possible way to promote the film, because it's a great project.
And we're going to see all of our friends and family in it, aren't we?
Yeah.
Love it. So if you would, just start with, you're in the studio today with one of your bandmates, Ethan Miller. You have a new band, Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys, which just love that. And this isn't the full representation. Normally there'd be a little more.
Some sound today.
We have a mandolin player. He had to work today. And then we just added a bass player and a drummer to our band as well. And we're going to, here in the next couple months, we're going to start playing shows with the whole band.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm a big fan of yours, Scott Lee, and I just can't wait to hear you backed up by a full band. Would you do the tune that they referenced first, the one that sort of set that scene for the movie? Do you mind doing that?
Sure thing.
I usually don't like to start off with darker songs, but this is a little bit of a darker song. It's a song I wrote called Bound by the Devil's Decree.
I've been walking down a lonesome path, one that I try to hide. I've been living in solitude. It's been 4 years since she died. And I've been knocking on the serpent's door, chasing thoughts I can't ignore. The winds of change can't find me. I've been bound by the devil's decree. I've been bound by the devil's decree. Sunlight through a pane of glass, I think I'll let it pass. The needle's in my head and nailed me to the bed. And I've been dancing on Satan's floor, chasing thoughts I can't ignore. The winds of change can't find me. I've been bound by the devil's decree. I've been bound by the devil's decree. thins, the pain begins. With no time to make amends, I see the crossroads before me. Soon I'll be bound by the devil's decree. Change can't find me. I've been bound by the devil's decree. I've been bound by the devil's decree. My faith. I recall each move of the silver spade, a dark room, a 45, a single bullet, a single lie. The hellhounds are calling me. You have no spirit to set free. By the devil's decree, I've been bound by the devil's decree. I've been bound by the devil's decree.
Scott Lee of the band Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys in studio today with Ethan Miller. Thanks again, gentlemen, for coming here today.
Hey, thanks for having us out.
Yeah, thanks for having us out.
That is super dark. Super dark. How interesting that it came along and hit another artist at the perfect time with this, who had a super dark thought as well. Yeah. But you know what? How I got introduced to you, Scott Lee, was from your record that had these tunes that you were, as far as I could hear, completely, you were... Absolutely, the modern embodiment of Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, I was a lot younger then. Like when you progress as an artist.
Oh, sure.
I used to try to emulate Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie because they're my heroes. But eventually, like all those,
you get it.
All those influences kind of combine, and you kind of create something new out of it. And I feel like that's what I'm doing now, my own sound, which is it feels pretty good.
It's well,
and to have Ethan and my mandolin player Taylor with, they are also brilliant songwriters, and all of our forces combined, I feel like there's a lot of good things in the future for
transcending
us.
Genres,
sure.
Mixing genres is to create something new is what I really want to go towards.
Yeah, I appreciate that sentiment a lot. These are the people that you looked up to and were influential on, and you sort of move through that and then take the parts and become your own. That other people you watch one of these days, you're like, well, when I was young, I always listened to Scott Lee. And, I'm so delighted to have you guys in here today. Again, you'll be playing this Saturday night in Piqua at the Heck Yeah Bar and Restaurant in Piqua, Ohio. You can find out more about this and a very cool local movie just on the cusp of being made. That's at IamADeviant.com. You got another one for us? Tell us a little about it.
This song is called Johnny, I Gotta Tell You. It's a song I wrote after me and my friend Johnny B. We went on a spiritual journey. And something like this. Johnny, now my pen is soaked in dreams. There's lightning striking in my chest, and I'm riding high in lost memories. Well, brother, let me tell you.
tell you why you keep on keeping on. There's freedom all around us, a journey in every song. Well, you lost a feather in your cap somewhere along the way, way down low on a dusty road, chasing something that you crave. But your boots hit sand, your thoughts are bland, and now you're trying to bum a ride on a lonely moonlit night. Johnny, I gotta tell you, I can't find my way back home. Johnny, please, would you tell me how I can keep on keeping on? I fell down without a sound, and it seemed like my spirit fell. I was twisted up and wound down, I was falling through the walls. I buzzed my brain and went insane, I was feeling kind of wrong. But Johnny's eyes were sparks and his hands were fire, the music was in his soul. I sat there and I wondered why I had to pay the toll. Well, this road is free if you look and see. Every story has to end for a new day to begin. Johnny, I got to tell you, I can't find my way back home. Johnny, please, won't you tell me how I keep on keeping on?
Scott Lee of Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys, live in studio today with Ethan Miller. That Johnny sounds like quite a character.
Hell of a guy.
Yeah. One of the most interesting people I know, probably.
Well, it's funny because during the song, I also, because I'm in studio with C.T. Van Hoos and DJ Rupert, told me that there's really some more chapters that just aren't in that song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I like to keep my songs pretty clean for the folks, you know. Like, if I were to tell some stories, I'd probably get booed off the stage.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Got to keep it family friendly, you know.
I think that's how I run my ship as well. We're in the studio with Scott Lee, Ethan Miller, and you guys, along with a lot of other artists, are going to be on stage this Saturday night in Piqua as a part of a fundraiser for a very, very amazing sounding and very local movie called Deviant. You can find out more at imadeviant.com. You can find links to Scott's goings on there too. So you guys are making a record.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it.
We're recording in January sometime. We're still going to set up a date, but we have an album worth of songs, and we're going to record it and have it for sale. We're going to make a website for our band and have it for sale. And we have a lot of shows coming up too.
A lot of material, yeah.
We have like 8 or 9 shows coming up.
Great.
In January and February. So
can people look you up on Facebook and find out about all that?
Our Facebook page is Facebook. It's Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys .com.
Is it and with the ampersand, or you spell it out?
Spell it out. Facebook, Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys.
Yep, so you'll be able to find it there. And you can definitely find him and find out more this Saturday night in Piqua. Gentlemen, if you would be so kind as to do one more, I sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, we got one more for you.
Tell us a little about it.
I'm going to hand it over to my guitar player, Ethan. He's going to sing Friend of the Devil.
Woo-hoo! Do a little Grateful Dead. It's one of my favorites.
I love it.
Hope you guys enjoy.
This is one of the few covers we do, but... We enjoy it.
You bet. Scott Lee and Ethan Miller live on Excursions.
I lit up from Marino. Got a wife in Chino, baby, one in Cherokee. The first one said she's got my child, but it don't look like me. I said I'll run in, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Very nice. A double devil there. Starting with a devil, end with a devil.
Thank
And the devil's in the details. Scott Lee, Ethan Miller, thank you so much for joining us
live
today.
Thanks for having us. It was excellent.
Scott, thanks so much for bringing my attention to this very cool movie. Thanks for taking a part in it. Good luck. It's a big soiree this Saturday at Heck Yeah in Pickwell. It's a bar and restaurant up there. And good luck to you. And
thank you. Thank you so much.
Keep me posted, all right, Scott?
Oh, okay.
We're back in the studio with the director and screenwriter, C.T. Van Hoos, as well as the producer and one of the lead actors in the film, D.J. Rupert. And thanks again for coming in today and letting us know about this very cool sort of vector.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you guys have got, you know, your feet on the ground and heading out running. You can find out more about this movie and maybe be in the movie, right?
Yeah, definitely.
If you, you know, sign up to be one of the extras, imadeviant.com, which is just fun to say, super fun to type.
We're still casting for one leading role, too.
Are you now?
Yeah. We have one leading role. We're looking for somebody that looks in their mid-40s to 50s, a male character to play one of the biggest villains in the film.
Oh.
So kind of like a mafia boss type character.
Oh, nice. Well.
And those details are on the website, too.
imadeviant.com. Tell me now, DJ, you're going to give a full list of the bands that will be on stage this Saturday night in Pickwell.
Yep, we'll have Nick Youngerman, and then Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys, of course, Mr. Unstable and the Pumpkin Patch Girls, and they're actually working on a new choreography, too, just for this weekend. And then we'll also have DJ Morik, which is kind of EDM DJ. And then
David Shepard.
And David Shepard also DJing in between the bands.
So it's going to be really quite a full cornucopia banquet offering of local music and a nice variety as well.
Something for everyone.
Which is kind of nice.
So much talent in such a little place.
That's what we were just saying. It's true, too. Well, it's just a delight to talk with the both of you. Again, point your browser to imadeviant.com, and I know that you'll be glad that you did. Just for fun, describe a couple of the locations that you plan to be shooting around the Miami Valley.
We'll be using Club Mask for one of the scenes. That'll probably be the largest one as far as extras go, because it's kind of a large place, so we'll have the dates on there for people to come out. We're using a couple of locations in Spring Valley.
Beautiful.
Most of
it
will be kind of Dayton area.
Yeah.
We're using friends and family's houses, cars, stuff like that.
Shutting down any roads? Will there be any road shutting? Really?
Not shut down, but we're using some roads.
Don't
tell anyone.
Well, best of luck to you. The movie is called Deviant. There's a, it's not a Kickstarter campaign. It's Indiegogo. And that's for like indie, like short for independent, I-N-D-I-E, gogo, GOGO.com. But you can find links to that, and I hope you will, at our movie maker's website, imadeviant.com. C.T. Van Hoos, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
DJ Rupert, what a delight. Thank you so much. And Scott and Ethan, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Keep me posted. Here's one from Matzo on Excursions.